You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everybody, welcome to Fantasy Q&A. I'm Patrick Claibon here with the not-so-silent, watchful protector, guardian of NFL Fantasy, Adam Rank. How was Monday night, man?
It was good. Yeah, we have a good time on Monday night. If you're watching the Monday night football game, why don't you flip over to NFL Network as soon as that game is over. Check out, we had Chase Daniel.
Yes.
Omar Ruiz.
Active quarterback.
And me.
On the show.
It's a lot of fun. Sometimes D'Angelo Hall's there as well. It's a good roundup. It's fun. Like, it's a fun show. It's a Tuesday morning show because it usually bleeds into the, you know, the overnight of the West Coast. So now I tell people, like, yeah, I'm on a Tuesday morning show on the East Coast, but I'm feeling great. And by the way, then we film this in the morning in LA, and that's why I'm drinking coffee. Sitting crisscross applesauce because it's casual, Sam. This is what I'm doing.
Just ready to serve you, the people.
In my pajamas still. Like, it's a fun day.
To make it easier for us to serve you and at your behest, send us questions at NFL Fantasy. We'll answer them on this show, which is specifically designed to answer your questions, as well as NFL Fantasy Live, the show on Sunday. All of our different vehicles, the podcast as well, that Mike and Marcus do such a great job on. Let's get to this first one. It comes from Harris.
Igar's is better, though.
Yeah, we're specifically for answering the question.
Yeah.
That's what makes it great. Harris says, should I trade Jonathan Taylor? I think you're going to say no.
No way. No, why would you sell him at his lowest value on the season? You know what? Honestly, if you're panicking, people watch the games. They understand that Jonathan Taylor not quite crushing it thus far this season. But you know what? We've been down this road before. And forgive me, Hytham, who am I stealing this from? I saw a note on the internet. Okay, but I will tell you this. Somebody tweeted out that last season at this point, Jonathan Taylor was the RB24. He ended up as the RB1. He is currently the RB24. So why are you panicking now? There's ample opportunity to turn this thing around. They still have one of the best offensive lines. Maybe Matt Ryan starts getting it going. Michael Pittman's starting to get healthy. Alec Pierce has kind of developed. Mo Alley Cox. Like, they have other guys that you have to contend with. So for me, not only would I not trade Jonathan Taylor and Harris's McLemore, this is we're done with you. But for everybody else, go to your league mates because they probably feel the same way as Harris. See if they want to just sell Jonathan Taylor for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, get it. Get Jonathan Taylor when you can. Also, Thursday night, Frank Reich says they're hopeful that he'll play. He's dealing with an ankle injury, but we'll see. We'll see if Jonathan Taylor actually plays. Either way, get him on your team. Another running back question. This one's from Oscar. Should I be patient with Dalvin Cook?
I think it's the same situation. Like, you probably used a top five pick to select Dalvin Cook. What are you trading him for? Like, if you don't want him, why do you think any of your league mates want him? Like, they read the stats. They can sit here and see that he's had at least 22 touchdowns. That's actually positive right there. There was a stat where I think he scored one touchdown in his last 7 games, which I guess is the biggest concern for people moving forward. But touchdowns are so volatile. But as you saw, he's touching the football a lot, and it's going to end up paying off some point down the road. I co-manage a team with a guy who has – we have Dalvin Cook, and he's always angry at him. And I'm like, look, it's going to be a long season. He's going to be fine. And similarly, if you want – like, look at your league mates – see who's ready to go. Go check out Twitter.
Yep.
Or you know what? Here's the thing you do. Hire us on Cameo. We'll try to convince your league mate, like, oh, you should totally just get rid of Dalvin Cook. Then you swoop in and trade for him.
Yeah, you go get them. Just stalk your league mates and see what they care about and then take advantage of that. This question comes from Blake. Is Goff for real?
I mean, no. He's been involved in like some of the highest scoring NFL games of all time. Remember the one where he was with the Rams and the Chiefs game on Monday night at the Coliseum? Yep. Ric Flair was in the end zone. But you know what? Is he for real? Like, is he a real good quarterback? No. Is he putting up fantasy points? Absolutely. I think that part of it, you have to start picking up and playing Jared Goff. The Lions' defense is terrible. The Lions' offense, as you see, is very productive. I was worried about this on Sunday. I actually dropped Jared Goff. Mm. I did pick up Geno Smith.
So that's why you're
saying it wasn't too bad. But at the same time, it's like even without Amon-Ra St. Brown, he was still out there dealing. So from a fantasy perspective, yes, definitely can play Jared Goff. He's going to have a game where he lets you down. I think it's going to be a very like Ryan Fitzpatrick type of thing. Not as cool as Fitzmagic, but whatever. The Lions will eventually need a franchise quarterback, but for your fantasy purposes, you can keep playing Jared Goff.
Yeah, is he going to be the QB6 all year? Probably not.
He might, though.
But who
that
cares?
Defense is terrible.
They're putting up points. Yeah. Jared Goff, we've seen evidence of Jared Goff be good at football in spurts. Yeah, if people are playing Carson Wentz this year. So, yeah. To me, Jared Goff is real.
Oh, I want to take a victory lap on the Carson Wentz thing.
Is that even a lap that like should be taken?
Like, a little bit. No, I'm taking a lap on it because I told everybody, like, don't. Why are you buying in on Carson Wentz?
No.
And all the Commanders fans came after me.
Well, there's
your
sign.
You picked us to win two games or whatever it was.
This question comes from Napoleon. Melvin Gordon or Mike Boone for the rest of the year now?
Neither one of those guys.
Really?
They picked up Latavius Murray. That is their guy. Latavius Murray is an actual good functioning NFL running back. He scored a touchdown Sunday in London for the Saints, but he was still a part of the practice squad. The NFL procedures, I don't know how to explain it, but Latavius Murray was still allowed to play for the Saints while still being a member of the practice squad. So when the Broncos saw that they had a need for a running back, they just scooped up Latavius Murray. He is going to play. We know who Mike Boone is. He's a fine third string running back. Melvin Gordon puts the rock on the ground way too much. Spend your fab on Latavius Murray.
Woo!
That is the guy that you want.
That is zinging.
Was I talking to my one shot over there? But
that was victory lap worthy. No, you were right. You were right where you needed to be.
Good.
Singing.
Latavius Murray. And by the way, Caleb Huntley, mm-hmm. the Ball State kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna. I bet you he ends up being the guy in Atlanta too.
Oh, we got all kinds of running back takes from Mike Cobb. This is. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're blasting through more of your questions, plus diving into some of the biggest question marks at the RB position. I think Rank just answered all of them.
I'm glad that was asked, because I feel that needs to be addressed.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back on Fantasy Q&A. We asked you on the interwebs, on social media website, twitter.com, which running back surprised you the most in week 4. And overwhelmingly, the people said it was Josh Jacobs that surprised them with his big performance. in a divisional game, 32.4%. So that brings up the question, as we're back here, Adam Rank, Patrick Claybon on Fantasy Q&A. Which one of those four running backs would you rather have between Jacobs, Miles Sanders, Rashad Penny, or J.K. Dobbins?
Oh, man, you know what? I really like Rashad Penny because the way he finished last season. And then even though that they drafted Kenneth Walker, I thought he was a pretty good value. I'll still hold on to Kenneth Walker because I don't think it's worth getting rid of. But ultimately, I honestly think that Miles Sanders is the player that you want here. One of the big reasons is how many times he carried the football on Sunday. Now, I made jokes. When Miles Sanders came out and said, don't draft me in fantasy, I'm like, all right, bro, I'm going to draft Kenny Gainwell. And that did not work out, and that's fine. Miles Sanders has proven to be a very effective running back, and I guess Nick Sirianni has just found the magic formula to get him going. So for me, Miles Sanders is the guy, although I don't mind any one of those. Josh Jacobs, I mean, that's a shock.
Yeah.
Like, Josh Jacobs used him in the Hall of Fame game like you're driving a rental car, like gunning just it to 80, ground. Making e-brake stops.
Going through, like, big swaths of mud.
Yes.
Just getting the undercarriage all muddy. That was the undercarriage. That was how Josh McDaniels was doing Josh Jacobs not too long ago. All right, so but any of those guys are good,
especially considering. Yeah, they're good.
But to Rank's point about Miles Sanders, Kenny Gainwell even got a touchdown. The offense is supporting running backs, but if he's getting the most carries on an offense that we love, it's Miles Sanders to the moon.
I couldn't even be happy for my boy, Kenny G, who I love. I love Kenny Gainwell.
Throwaway touchdown.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's nice.
Let's throw some questions at the wall, see what sticks. It's time to go rapid fire. We're going to crank through some of your questions. Are you guys ready?
We're
ready. Michael Pittman, trade or hold?
You know what? I'm going to hold on to him. He's going to have a bad game this week, so I think he's going to become a trade four if he does not. He could end up getting shut down. The Broncos have allowed the third fewest fantasy points to wide receivers this season. But ultimately, over the long run, he's going to be fine.
All right, so keep him around. Next question comes from Matt. Better drop candidate, Chase Edmonds or Travis Etienne?
Yeah, Matt plays in one of those leagues that are very difficult. When you play in like 8 to 10 team leagues, like, you end up dropping good players like this. I don't know how you get rid of Chase Edmonds. You know, they love him when they get near the goal line. I think that Mike McDaniel still wants to run the football. Travis Etienne is a guy that we love, and I think he's going to be good and he's going to have value. But if you're making me choose between the two, I'm going to end up taking Chase as the guy that I want.
Yeah, we saw the Jamal Agnew touchdowns from that offense. It's sometimes it gets weird. This question comes from Eric. Time to bitch Kyle Pitts or drop? Worst third rounder ever? I don't know why Smith doesn't use him. He's mad at Art.
No, everybody's mad at Art, and you can't drop Kyle Pitts. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I'm still inclined to start him. I'm riding it out. I mean, if you picked up Tyler Conklin or Pat Freiermuth got a lot of targets when Kenny Pickett came in. If you wanted to go that direction as a start, okay, I'll go. That's fine. I still think that Arthur Smith is brilliant enough. I think he's a really good. I think he's, because, like, the fact that Falcons team's 2-2. So I say that if you want to bench him, I'm still starting him because I'm an idiot.
All right, quick one. Pickett getting Deontay the ball more?
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
I'm really concerned about Kent. I'm really bummed that I have Deontay Johnson in a couple of key spots. One of the reasons being that he loves Jordan. He seems to love. I mean, it's a one-game sample size, so perhaps I'm being a bit dramatic. But it seems like after one game, George Pickens, Pat Freiermuth were the guys that he was looking at. But that could easily change. I mean, he could pepper Deontay Johnson with 20 targets. So it's a concern. So I think he can.
He can do it.
I'm talking myself into this.
Yeah, he believes now. It's time for us to see what we believe. Looking forward, it's time for a segment called Forward Thinking here on Fantasy Q&A. As we're going to look at some running backs that are currently questions. Yeah. Well, it's not that they're mid themselves. Maybe the circumstances.
The circumstances.
That they're in or mid. And we're going to see how they might end currently at the end of the season. James Conner, currently RB28. Will he finish the season as a top 20 running back?
It's always the touchdown potential that leads us to James Conner, why he's always been so effective. For me, I think that this offense does get going a little bit more, but he's a borderline RB2, which would be about RB20. I think he'll be a little bit better than what we've seen over the last 4 weeks, but, you know, he kind of is what he is. Like, the one touchdown this season, and I know I was just saying that touchdowns are volatile, And it's very difficult to count on those week in and week out. But I think we've seen enough out of James Conner in this offense that leads us to believe he should be scoring more touchdowns.
Yeah, it's how the offense goes itself. It's a bit of a question. Let's go to Antonio Gibson. Currently the RB19. Ooh. Is he going to finish in the top 20?
I think so. I liked him coming into the season, and we talked about this, about how great it is not to follow football in August. Because then you didn't buy into the selling off of Antonio Gibson. They have to run the football. They have to be more effective. And now I know Jahan Dotson is battling through an injury right now, which means could be more targets for him. Trying to figure out where those targets go, because Terry McLaurin's also off to a slow start. But I kind of like what Gibson's given us, and he's kind of performing where you drafted him. Like, this is what this is fine. What is he? The RB19. That's good. You drafted him probably as the RB19. He's right where you want him to be. There's going to be great games. There's going to be some where it's not so good, but that's fantasy football.
Let's get to a guy that's in the opposite situation. We drafted Najee sometimes as the RB2. Right now, he is the RB26. Is he going to finish in the top 20?
I think he'll probably regress back to the mean and get more into the teens and everything like that, but I don't know if he's going to end up being an RB1. There's a lot of people who are talking him up as perhaps the first overall pick because of the usage. But what we've seen out of the Steelers so far is they do mix in a couple of other guys. Will they start throwing the ball a little bit more? Is Kenny Pickett going to dump the ball off to him? Because last season, when Ben Roethlisberger was in there, he really loved throwing to Najee Harris. I think Kenny Pickett's going to go in there and try to stretch the field. We saw with George Pickens, you know, he was third last week in air yards, which means that Kenny Pickett's not going to be afraid to take shots, which could end up meaning less opportunity for Najee Harris. So what we've seen so far could be pretty close to what we're going to get rest of season, even though he should improve a touch,
okay,
but not enough, not like a Jonathan Taylor jump from last year.
This is what we do. Let's get some more of your questions. This one comes from Slappy.
I love answering the questions.
Is CMC back?
I wish our producers would spend more time looking for these questions and less on building a rundown. But anyways, CMC is back.
There it is.
I've heard a lot of people like trying to trade Christian McCaffrey, but what if this is the season where he's actually back and he's in full effect? He had a great game against the Cardinals. I actually, you know, it was quietly done as well. When we were filling out the homework on Sunday, I had stopped paying attention to that game. And when I went back and watched, I'm like, oh, wow, he was actually really good. And so I love seeing him out there, seeing him doing his thing. And that was one that everybody made fun of me for. Like, why are you trusting CMC? It was him and Barkley. I was in on both those guys. I was like, oh, those injury-prone guys. I hope both CMC and Saquon Barkley are going to be there ruining people who doubted them.
Nobody's had the super soldier program. They're all human. Everybody can get hurt. This idea that people are in, you're not a surgeon. Stop it. Yeah. Stop diagnosing people before anything happens. McFearless wants to know, can we trust Breece Hall moving forward?
I really think so. I think this Jets team is like really spicy.
Oh, spicy Jets?
You know, I really loved the way that they approached the draft this season. They went out there, surrounded Zach Wilson with Breece Hall. They brought in Garrett Wilson. Like, it's really fun to watch. And we saw him get into the end zone in a game that was kind of a shock to me. I think all of us who make picks on the NFL.com, we all took the Steelers in that one. We thought it was automatic. But this Jets team, showing a lot of fight, showing a lot of poise. I'm not sure they're going to be the Bengals of last year, but Breece Hall has been pretty good. So I feel great about that Breece Hall. I have Breece Hall in a number of spots. I feel great about it.
Yeah. Lots of feel good. A lot of good rookies.
Solid RB2, you know?
This season. Looking forward to that, folks. We love your questions, but now it's time for us to give you some answers. It's time for Don't At Me, Bro. Rank a spicy take. Like a spicy like the Jets for week 5.
Oh, I'm not going to be super spicy. Why don't we take my single, Hytham? And this is my thing. Jamar Chase, stop questioning Jamar Chase or insinuating that he is a disappointment. He is going to be the wide receiver 1 this week. He is going up against the Ravens defense that has been so generous to opposing wide receivers and quarterbacks this season. He's going to go out there and crush it. For all of you disappointed that he goes out there and gives you 12 points. Listen, if 12 points is the floor, that's a pretty good output. I'm sorry that he can't go out and score 40 points every week, but we saw this in London 3 days, with Justin Jefferson. When all of you were doubting Justin Jefferson, what did he go out and do? He was up against Marshawn Lattimore. He didn't care. He went out there and crushed it. Jamar Chase does that this week. And then we can retire this narrative that he's been one of the most disappointing wide receivers on the season.
Yeah, nobody should say that. Nobody should say that at all.
It was a question on Fantasy Live on Monday.
And we trounced on
it. We blocked that guy.
We added him. But do not at
and
me.
And blocked.
Because I am telling you right now here on this Tuesday that Travis Etienne is going to score two touchdowns.
Oh, love
two
it.
Touchdowns for Travis Etienne against the Houston Texans. I watched Austin Ekeler walk into the end zone multiple times. Not saying that Travis Etienne is Austin Ekeler. I am saying the Texans are not good. Travis Etienne will break one. He's going to get also a shot at the goal line. Two touchdowns for Travis Etienne.
Yeah, look at what Khalil Herbert and Austin Ekeler have been able to do in back-to-back weeks. I love that's a spicy one.
Yeah.
You're spicy.
Hytham wanted spice, so I provided spice.
No, you brought it. I feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
But I felt like I just went down there, you know, and it was a mild but flavorful. Mm. You know, sometimes you're at the Baja Fresh and you're like, I don't need to burn my mouth. I can just have a nice little salsa that complements the food, like the green salsa that goes with the carnitas.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's just delicious.
Also, if you're getting run out of Baja Fresh because it's too spicy, maybe this isn't the game for you. Maybe you got to. You got to check it down. Check it down a bit.
That was a, yeah.
Thanks for watching Fantasy Q&A. Check us out every single Tuesday and Friday, streaming in the Fantasy app and the NFL channel, or on demand afterwards. Also, subscribe to the NFL Fantasy Football Show podcast, and you can find us in their podcast feed.
Yeah, do that.
Go check us out. That's going to do it for us here.
It's informative.
Rank, do you have any parting thoughts for the people?
Yeah, you know what? Don't panic. If you're 0-4, you're 1-3, you think the season's over, it's absolutely not. You know what? You've got an opportunity. Just worry about this week. Win this week. And then we'll worry about the next one. But all you can do is win one game at a time. So even though you think the season's dire, it's not. Stay strong, and you're going to make the playoffs.
Coach them up, Rick. We'll see you guys.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.